The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. First chapter, text number 32 through 35, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on July 25th, 1973, in London, England.
Translation. O Govinda, of what avail to us are kingdoms, happiness, or even life itself, when all those for whom we may desire them are now arrayed in this battlefield? O Madhusudan, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and all relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties and are standing before me, then why should I wish to kill them, though I may survive? O maintainer of all creatures, I am not prepared to fight with them, even in exchange for the three worlds, let alone this earth.
So, Arjuna is thinking in terms of his own sense gratification. He is posing himself as if he does not know what is the plan of Krishna. Yes. The plan of Krishna is explained by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati abhuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sijam paritranayam sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Dharma samasthapanarthaya juge juge sambhavami. The plan is already known to everyone, how the management of the cosmic manifestation is going on. The cosmic manifestation is there, this material world. It is, although temporary, it has got a purpose. The purpose is to give chance to the living entities who are rotting in this material world to revive his Krishna consciousness or original consciousness and go back to home, back to God. This is the plan. This material, cosmic manifestation is there. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. The nature is, it is sometimes manifested and sometimes it is dissolved, annihilated. Everything material, that is the way. Just like our body, it is created at a certain date and it will be annihilated at a certain date. Similarly, this gigantic body, that is also body of the Supreme Lord, Virat body. Virat means gigant. Krishna will show his Virat rupa to Arjuna. So this external body, exactly just like we have got all this external body, internal body. The soul is covered by two bodies, the external and internal. External means these gross elements, earth, water, air, fire, sky, and internal means the mind, intelligence and ego. They are also material. Within that two covering, just like our body is covered by certain coat, similarly the soul is encased in two kinds of bodies. When this gross body is finished, the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego, they are there. The soul is covered, the gross body is finished, that is called death. But people do not know that there is no death for the soul. The outward cover is finished, the inward cover is there, and the inward cover will carry the soul to another gross body. That is called transmigration. The mind is creating, as we are making our consciousness in this life, so we are making our next life also. Janti deva vrata devan pitri janti pitri vrata. So, we have got two kinds of bodies, gross and subtle, and within that I am living, you are living. So, dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumarum jauvanang jara. Asmin dehi, within this body, there is the dehi, the proprietor of the body. So people do not understand that this finishing of this gross body is not actually death or annihilation of the soul. Nahannate hannamane sarire. Even annihilation of the subtle body does not mean death of the soul. Nahannate hannamane sarire. There are two kinds of bodies. So, when the gross body is annihilated, the subtle body carries me to another gross body. Just like the air carries the flavor of a certain place. If the air is passing over rose garden, it carries the flavor. Although we cannot see, but we can smell, we can understand the breeze is so fragrant, means it is coming over a rose garden. Similarly, fill the place, bad smell, the air carries. So the subtle body carries the mental situation of the soul and puts him into a particular body according to that mental situation. Jang jang bapi smaran loki tajatanti kaleva. At the time of death, the mental situation will give me chance for another gross body. If you have created my mind, Krishna conscious, then he will give me the mental situation. Will give me a body by which I can make further progress. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Suchinang simatangehe yoga bhrashta sanjayat. Yoga bhrashta. Suppose one has begun yoga. Yoga means attempt to link with the Supreme. That is called yoga. And vyoga means without any relationship or without any attachment for the Supreme. Yoga means plus and vyoga means minus. So plus means 1 + 1 = 2. So when we try to connect with the Supreme, then we can understand there is God and I am also there. We have got intimate relationship that is explained in the Vedas. Two birds are sitting on the same tree. One bird is eating the fruit and the other bird is simply witnessing. The witnessing bird is God, Krishna. and the eating bird is the living entity. So, God is witnessing all our activities and our mental situation. So, He orders Maya, the external energy, Prakriti, that He requires to be given a body like this. And the material nature gives a living entity a particular type of body, and they are numbering 8,400,000. So there is no certainty what kind of body I am going to get next life. But in the Bhagavad Gita it is explained that if you are situated on the mode of goodness, then you will get your place in the higher planetary system. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastva madhye tishtanti rajasa jaghanna gunavittistha adho gacchanti tamasa. There are three qualities, material nature, they are working, and we are under the influence of either of them, either in the influence of goodness or in the influence of passion or in the influence of ignorance. So when we are under the influence of ignorance, jaghanna gunavritti, then our behavior and activities becomes very abominable, very, very much abominable. And especially in this Kali Yuga, it is stated that people will have no fixed time for eating or sleeping or taking bath. In this way, their bodily features will be like ghosts that we are seeing actually. The hippies, they are becoming. Practically, in this age, there will be no place even for taking daily bath, that we see especially in this country, the apartment, there is no bathing place. They have to go outside. So things are deteriorating very, very much. Adho gacchanti tamasa. Therefore, the human civilization means to make progress towards the quality of goodness. That will help him for making further progress. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha. Urdhvam means higher planetary system. Here it is said that api trailakya rajyasya hetu. Trilak, Om Bhur Bhuvasya. This is Bhula, above this Bhuvarlok and above that Saralok, heavenly planets. Om Bhur Bhuvasya, that Savitu Varana, this Gayatri. So, Arjuna is speaking of Trilakya Rajyasya. He is asserting that even if I get the kingdom of the three worlds, what to speak of only this earthly planet, what is insignificant. Even if I get the kingdom of Trailok, Sarga, Marta, Pata, like that, still I am not prepared to fight with my kinsman. What to speak of this earthly planet? He decided like that. This is called family attachment. He is speaking, in an exchange of kingdom of the three worlds, I am not prepared to fight. Api trailakya rajyasya hetu kingno mahikrite nihatta dhasrashtra na ka priti visaya janardana. What I shall get by killing my cousin brothers? And along with them, there are so many relatives. Acharya pitara putra sathaiva cha pitamaha. Matula sasura putra shyala sambandhinastatha. Itana hantunichyami. My dear Krishna, Madhusudana, he is not addressing Krishna as Krishna. He is addressing him Madhusudana. He is reminding him that you also kill, but you kill your enemies. Madhu. Madhu was a demon. Madhu kaita bhare, hare murare. Madhu kaita bhare. So, you are Madhusudana. You are the killer of Madhu demon who was your enemy. You are not Nandasudana or Jasodasudana. Oh, that is reminding him, little critically, that you are yourself Madhusudana. You kill only your enemies. Why you are inducing me to kill my kinsman? This is the criticism. So you may induce me, but I am not going to kill them. Itam nahantumichantum, to kill. I am not willing. Then the question may be that it is fight. If you do not kill, if you stand still, then they will kill you. Because it is fight. Then what you will do? Yes, I agree. Ghanatopi. If they kill me, I agree. Still I will not kill. Bratop. They kill me, I will not fight, I will not kill them. But if they kill me, that is also agreed. Still I will not kill. Just see how much determination. This is called family attraction. So, he is preparing the ground for teaching Bhagavad Gita. We are so much attached to our bodily conception of life and expansion of bodily conception of life. He is thinking in terms of bodily conception of life. Shala, Bandhu, Pitaro, Pitamaha, because somebody happens to be. Just like there are many thousands of women. One woman with whom I have got my bodily connection, I take. She is my wife. I have to give protection. This is all based on bodily connection. So long there was no bodily connection with that woman, we didn't care for. But as soon as there is bodily connection, immediately the attachment is there. Tayor mithina hridaya ganti mahu. Generally, everyone has got attraction for woman. Woman has got attraction for man. That is general. But when they are united by marriage, the attraction becomes very acute. Hridaya ganti mahu. Hridaya ganti means very hard knot. Vidayaganti maho. So this is called family attraction. Then I get my attraction for my children, for my society, for my home. So the Arjuna's description of this means bodily concept of love. The saman substance of this whole passage described by Arjuna, King Narajina Govinda King Bhogui Jivitina. Everyone works so hard to acquire money. Why? The family attraction. We are student of economics. And there was a book, Marshall's Economics, that Mr. Marshall is explaining that economic impetus begins from family affection. Family affection. Unless one has got family, he will not try to earn. He will not try to earn money. He will be irresponsible. Therefore, it is essential when one is given some responsible post, some I know some English firm in India had some connection with him. So he was simply trying to know the man who is going to work for us, whether he is family man. Because unless he is a family man, he has no attraction. He can give up the job at any moment, because there is no family attraction. This is the psychology. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, it is the duty of the parents to get the sons and daughters married, so that they will have family attraction, they will be established, they will be organized, things will go nicely. If there is no family attraction, no responsibility, then the things will not go nice. This is the basic principle. So anyway, the family attraction is required for regulated life. If there is no family attraction, there is no regulated life. You have got very good experience of these things. So family attraction is required. It is not that it is rejected. It is required for regulated life. Unregulated life cannot make any progress. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, the grihastha ashram is recommended. Everyone should be married and everyone should live. If possible, let him live a brahmachari. First of all, the brahmachari ashram is given there, austerity, under the guidance of the spiritual master. So the idea is not to be entangled. Brahmachari has no connection with worldly affairs. He is simply interested with the order of the spiritual master. That is called brahmachari. So one is trained up as a brahmachari and he sufficiently given knowledge that don't be entangled with these material affairs. Don't be. Try to avoid. But if you are still unable, your sex impulse is very strong, all right, then you go and marry. This is the process. First of all, he is taught to be vairagya. This whole Krishna consciousness movement may be called vairagya vidya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he wrote one verse on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote 100 verses. Out of that, 2 verses or 4 verses are available. When he composed the verses eulogizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it was shown to him, because it was self-eulogization, he immediately torn up the paper. So still, the devotees collected and got 2 or 4 verses. So one of the verses written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. This Bhakti Yoga is Vairagya Vidya. How to teach people to be detached from this material attraction? This is Vairagya Vidya. In another place, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yogam Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chahitukam. In the human life, 2 things required: Jnan and Vairagya. Jnan means that I am not this body. This is Jnan. Not that so-called scientific knowledge, more attachment for this body. That is not jnana. Jnana means how to achieve the status of vairagya. That is jnana. Jnana vairagya yukta. So the brahmachari is taught vairagya vidya. Vairagya Vidyanija Bhakti Yogam Shikhatam Eka Purusha Purana. Sarva Bhattacharya says that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has taken sannyas very early age, only at the age of 24 years, very young man, he has got his young wife at home, 16 years old, and he has got his mother old, 70 years old. So, he has given up all responsibility, and there is no other male member in the family to look after them, the mother and the young wife. Still he has taken sannyas. So therefore, he is the Purana Purusha, the Supreme Person. But he has come to teach us this Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya nija bhakti yogam shikhatam eka Purusha Purana. Purusha Purana. Krishna. Krishna is described Purusha Purana. Shasatam Purana. Dibbam Adi Purusham. So Purusha Purana. Vairagya Vidya nija bhakti yogam. He has come to teach the bhakti yoga, which is Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidyam nija bhakti yogam sikhartam eka purusha purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya sarira dhari. Now he has assumed the body of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tamaham prapadde, I offer my respectful obeisances to this person. He has come to teach us Vairagya Vidya. So Vairagya Vidya, this family attachment, and just the opposite thing is Vairagya Vidya. How to become detached? This is the whole process of Vedic civilization. Everyone has got this attachment for the body and expansion of the body. So, Vairagya Vidya means to be detached. That is called Brahma Gyan. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Nakang. That is Brahma Gyan. As soon as you understand, Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. This is called Brahma Gyan. So long you do not get this knowledge, you are in ignorance. That ignorance, there are degrees. In the satoguna, or in the modes of goodness, you can simply theoretically understand that I am not this body. That is satoguna, brahmanical quality. Samodhamotidhikhāj, jñāna. Jñānam vijñānam āstikvam brahma karma sabhāva. When you brahma jānāti iti brahmana. Brahmana means who has got the knowledge of Brahma. Vedo pāṭāt bhavit vipra brahma jānāti iti brahmana. Janmanā jāyati śuddha sanskārāt bhavit dija. So everyone is born śudra. But by cultivation of knowledge and culture, one can become sanskara. Therefore, according to Vedic system, there are 10 kinds of sanskara, reformatory method. This is Upanayan sanskara. This is also one of the sanskara, sacred thread. Upanayan. Upa means near, and nayan means bringing. When the spiritual master brings nearer to spiritual consciousness, a person is given the upanayan, or the sacred thread. The sacred thread is the indication that this man is now under the control of the spiritual master for advancing in Krishna consciousness. This thread sharing. This is called upanayan. Similarly, there is a formative method, marriage, And there are 10 kinds of defilement. The first beginning is in Garbhadhan. So these things are impossible to introduce now in this Kali Yuga. Therefore, the only reformatory method is Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kivalam, Kalau Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gatiranatha. In this age of Kali, people are so fallen, so degraded, that it is not possible to introduce systematically the whole Vedic principle. It is not possible. That is not possible. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, mercy, that he has given us mercifully. Vairagya Vidyanija Bhakti, just to teach very shortcut method. What is that? Chant Hare Krishna. Simple. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni. You are suffering in this material world. Davagni, the forest fire. This material world is forest fire. But they are so ignorant. They cannot understand that we are burning in the blazing fire of this material existence. Our attempt should be how to get out of it. But there is no such knowledge. Just like animals. The animals are suffering. They are being taken to the slaughterhouse. There is no strength of protesting. They are being slaughtered. So we are also being slaughtered by the laws of nature. We are also being slaughtered. So we do not know how to make progress. That is slaughtering. So this is going on. The very abominable condition of this age. Mandasamandamatayu mandabhagya jhupadvita. First of all, they are very much slow or bad. Manda means bad or slow. Slow means the human form of life is meant for making progress in spiritual understanding. So, in this age, every man is very slow. They do not know that there is need of spiritual understanding. There is need of making progress in spiritual life. They have forgotten. They have become just like animals. Therefore, they are called mandya. Sumandamatayo. And if anyone is little interested, he accepts something bogus, which has no meaning. I belong to this ism, I belong to that ism, that is in the ism. What is that ism? Dharma or ism, what is that required? Dharmantu sakshat bhagavatpani. It is simple thing that the dharma means, religious code means the order of the Supreme Personality of God. We have to obey. That is called dharma. But they have no knowledge. What is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is His order? They are here in the Bhagavad Gita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead comes down to teach us. Jada jada hi dharma sagnani bhagati. When people forget their regulative life, I come down. So He has come down. He has come down, He will teach Arjuna that you are so much family-wise attached. Then He will teach. From the second chapter he will begin the teaching. Pragyavadang subhasas. Asochang anusochasi tam. Pragyavadang subhasas. When Krishna, Arjuna accepted Krishna, then I am now puzzled. What to do? So I know I am puzzled. I am Kshatriya. It is my duty to fight. But I am hesitating. So it is very embarrassing, puzzle. Therefore, I am surrendering unto you. Shishasteyam sadhimang prapannam. I am becoming your disciple, not friend. Now let us talk as master and disciple, not as friend and friend. So, when he accepted Krishna, as the, Krishna is always master, but it is simply acceptance. At that time, Krishna will speak, aso chan anusochastam prajñabhādāṁ subhāsas. Yet you are gatāsun, agatāsun, cha nānu pandita asaju. Pandita, You are posing yourself, you speak so many things, that is like Pandit learning. It is very nice thing. Krishna, Arjuna is saying, then how can I kill my kinsman? There is my grandfather, there is my teacher, there or my kinsman. It is not bad for worldly man, this is very nice consideration, that I am not going to kill my kinsman. That is very good consideration. Pragyavadam subhasam. But spiritually, it is ignorance. It is foolishness. Materially, it may be very nice thing. He's talking very nice. Therefore, the first chastisement was, Krishna took the position of spiritual master. So, spiritual master has the right to chastise the disciple. So immediately he chastised. Asachyanam sutastam prajñāvādāṁ subhāsas. My dear Arjuna, you are talking, you are lamenting so badly, and at the same time you are talking just like a very learned man. So this is the position of the world. One talks very high words, but his behavior is very abominable. So gradually we shall come to that point.